Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered striking oil workers back to their jobs as they determine the legality of an 18-day-old walkout that's crippled the nation. It is a small victory for beleaguered President Hugo Chavez, and the same court appeared to undermine the president when it handed back control of the capital's police to an opposition mayor. As the struggle unfolds, the president's opponents, largely from the middle and upper classes, continue street protests. His core supporters from the slums remain loyal. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Caracas.
Venezuela's moneyed classes say Chavez's attempt to wrest control of the police force from an opposition mayor this month goes to the heart of why they distrust their president and want him to resign or call new elections. One group of well-off Caracas citizens gather nightly to dine and strategize against the government. Sitting poolside at a posh apartment complex, Marcos Hernandez says his pharmaceutical company is losing business rapidly as investors back away from the increasingly unstable nation. He says the police incident shows that Chavez is a dictator in the making with no respect for separation of powers.
He's directly attacked the decisions of the Supreme Court. He's exhorted the people not to recognize the court's decisions, and his sympathizers have violently protested in front of the court to intimidate the magistrates.
He also tried last week to replace one of them, but the court resisted. Hernandez, like many in the upper classes, fears Chavez's leftward lean. Last year, the president approved a law that allows for the expropriation of private property under some circumstances. He's also forged close ties with Cuba's Fidel Castro. Hardly a climate, opponents say, for a market economy to flourish. But most damaging to the nation, they say, is the president's divisive rhetoric in which he incites the lower classes against the privileged, as in this address to the nation on Sunday.
Our problems have been caused by the elite, by their plans to sabotage us. They speak of democracy, but no. What they've tried to do is hide their efforts to destabilize the nation and overthrow the government behind such a mask.
Chavez is a former paratrooper who led an unsuccessful coup 10 years ago. He was elected president in 1998 by an overwhelming margin. His populist message has resonated deeply in a nation where 4 out of 5 people live in poverty. This process is nothing more than a class struggle, yells one Chavez supporter this week during a violent street protest. It's not the opposition versus revolutionaries, it's classist. We're here defending the lower classes, doing what it takes to stay alive during the coming days and years, my comrades. Beyond the heated rhetoric, some of Caracas's most marginalized citizens say Chavez is the first Venezuelan leader who has worked hard to improve their lives. They point to public works projects Chavez has brought to their rundown neighborhoods. 32-year-old widow and mother of 5, Marlene Villalobo, stands before her humble cinder block house in one of the capital slums.
Ha cambiado la fachada, el techo, todo, todo, todo.
They've replaced the facade and the roof. The only thing left to do is put tiles in the bathroom. I support Chavez 100%.
Before Chavez, Venezuela was ruled for decades by a two-party democracy largely allied with the oil industry and the upper classes. Back at the poolside, Hernandez and his wealthy friends recognized the country's upper echelons helped create the current unrest.
It's really the fault of our society, a society of accomplices. No one ever dealt with what was happening over the last 40 years. Instead, everyone just tried to be as comfortable as possible, and we were apathetic when it came to politics.
But that, he says, doesn't justify what he calls Chavez's disregard for the law. Chavez still has large support from the poor, though the desperate economic situation has begun to erode his base. However, today's Supreme Court decision to send striking oil workers back to their jobs could give him some breathing room to keep the country from slipping into chaos. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.